It's the Elks and the Montreal Alouettes preparing to do battle. Let's light this rocket. We're underway. And again, the Elks going short with the kick as they try to keep it away from Chandler Worthy and do so. And the return is brought up across the 40 to around the 42-yard line. Castillo, the hero last week, hitting from 47 yards to win the game. This one's coming from 26 yards for Castillo. That goes up. The Elks take the lead 3-0 with a 26-yard field goal from Sergio Castillo.
The previous play is under review by the command center.
We think it might be 6-0. We'll see.
After review by the command center, the ball was fumbled at the 1-yard line and went directly into goal and out of bounds. It will remain Montreal's ball at the 1-yard line, first and goal.
So take the 6 off the board. It's back to 3-0 Elks as the ball is placed on the 1. And Davis snuggles up behind Sean Jameson, and he will take the football and get into the end zone. Good second effort there. The officials say touchdown. So what we thought 5 minutes ago is now reality. A touchdown for the Alouettes, and it's 6-3. Harris is going to the end zone to Eugene Lewis. Oh, what a catch. What a catch by Lewis, one hand. And that's another touchdown for the Alouettes as Lewis gets it about halfway into the end zone, right on the sideline. Just throws that left hand up and brings it down for the touchdown. Ryan holds. Peter Aji with the snap. Ball is down, kick is up. And it's true and through for Sergio Castillo, who's 2-for-2 tonight. And it's now a 14-7 game. The Elks have gotten to within one score here. I know during the commercial break, Dave, several players and Coach Chris Jones spent a lot of time talking with the officials on the field.
After review, it was ruled the runner fumbled before he was down by contact. It'll be Edmonton ball.
So the Elks recover the fumble. It is McConzo who recovered the fumble, and the Elks offense will come back onto the field in pretty decent field position just across their own 40-yard line. Field goal attempt by Sergio Castillo, who's now 3-for-3 on the afternoon, and it's a 14-10 game now for the Alouettes with 1:09 to go, and the Elks offense will go back to operating without Kenny Lawler. Here's Trevor Harris. Ball comes free again as he throws it, and the Elks say they've got it back again. Could it be another fumble recovery? Matthew Thomas gets up with it. We'll see what the officials rule. It looks like, indeed, it is Edmonton football. Another big defensive play for the Elks. Cornelius, under center, takes the snap, moves ahead, and they're up, Edmonton. Touchdown, Elks. Taylor Cornelius is into the end zone for his 7th rushing touchdown of the season, and the Elks look like they'll head to the dressing room with the lead here in Edmonton. And Sergio Castillo turns a 2-point lead into a 3-point lead with the point after it. 17-14 now. The Elks lead the Alouettes. Montreal was up by 10 after touchdowns from Davis and Lewis, but the Elks have battled back. Castillo is 3-for-3, and Taylor Cornelius now into the end zone with the Elks' first touchdown of the day. Cote missed from 50 earlier. This from 52 now to make it a 1-point game. Ball is up, and wow, it is through. So it's 18-17. The final play of the first half is a field goal for the Alouettes. And we got ourselves a game all of a sudden as we head to halftime. There's the pass now, and it is complete to the 5-yard line, and the Elks are at the 5, and the reception by Danny Vandervoort. Cornelius takes it, has that one knocked down, and intercepted. It's in the air now. Can anybody catch him? Heading downfield, and at the 10, at the 5, sorry, at the 25 now, into the 15, still on his feet and still going. It's Tyrese Beverett, and the pick 6 from the 5-yard line goes all the way to the end zone, and the Alouettes have a 23-18 lead. Everybody's going for Trevor Harris, who takes the snap and drops, but he's going to take it right up the middle. An absolutely easy run for Trevor Harris, and he'll get the 2-point convert, and it's a 7-point game, 25-18. Here's Cornelius. He'll throw. Oh, it's intercepted. Off the fingertips of Danny Vandervoort and into the DB's hands, and it is Micah Awi who comes up with the interception, and again, in a crucial part of the game.
Unbelievable.
The Elks turn it over and they'll get nothing. It's all over. Well, one thing's not over. The losing streak continues at home. It's now at a CFL record 15 straight losses on home field for the Edmonton Elks. Playoff chances are still there, but they are now less than slim and none, with absolutely no room for error. The Elks will have to win every game left this year, and they'll have to get the Saskatchewan Roughriders to lose every game that they have left, and probably have to get some help from Hamilton as well. So dark skies over the green and gold right now as they head to the dressing room. 25-18, the final score. The Elks lose to the Montreal Alouettes here at the Brickfield at Commonwealth City.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.